This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Spring cleaning is underway. You can tell from the yard sales dotting lawns over the weekend. Most other unwanted items can go in your recycling bin. Morning Edition producer Rebecca Martinez has been reporting on recycling and reuse. She joins me now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Communities across the state have really been pushing recycling in recent years, making it more convenient. Why does that matter?
Well, landfills are huge producers of methane, which is a greenhouse gas. Some landfills are trying to harness that for electricity. Lots don't, and it's not a perfect system just yet. Landfills increase the risk of polluting water, and they also take up an enormous amount of space, and they're expensive and hard to maintain.
Has it made a difference?
Yeah. According to the Department of Environmental and Natural Resources, in 1991, each person in North Carolina threw out 1.8 tons of waste per person. By 2014, that number was down to 0.93 tons. North Carolina mandated recycling in the early 90s, and it's only become more convenient since then. Many cities offer curbside pickup of single-stream materials, and so that means you don't have to sort it at your house. And the biggest drop happened during the recession, when retail numbers also took a dip, meaning people bought less.
That sounds like a good thing, especially since Wake County announced last year that one of its landfills would last an extra 10 years because of this.
It's a step in the right direction, but with the state population growing, increased solid waste is still a concern. Rhonda Sherman is an extension agent at NC State University. She wrote some recycling guidelines when the state was beefing up recycling efforts in the 90s, and she says there's a reason the hierarchy goes reduce, reuse, recycle in that order. She says recycling comes last because it's not the best option.
That means your local government or a private hauler has to come pick up that item, and then it has to be washed and cleaned, and then it has to be hauled somewhere to be processed and remanufactured, and then maybe it gets turned into plastic lumber or a flower pot. So it's great that it's been diverted from the landfill, but resources have been used and pollution has been created by recycling.
So Sherman says it's better to consider whether you really need a new item and its packaging before you buy it, and then to reuse what you can, like flipping over that piece of paper to print on the back or reusing a coffee can for storage instead of tossing it in the bin.
So what are the other ways that people are reusing materials?
There are industries all over this. There are used car lots and home improvement stores that reuse building materials like the Habitat Restore. And of course, there are thrift stores. Rich Carr from the Durham Mission Thrift says their business has grown really rapidly in recent years. They opened 2 new stores in the past few years, but there are a bunch more unconventional ways businesses are making money by selling reused items. And we'll explore them in a series of stories I've got coming up.
And if you don't want to wait for those stories, you can check them out now online at WUNC.org. Rebecca, thanks for talking with me this morning.
Thank you.
Rebecca Martinez produces Morning Edition here at WUNC.